Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Flag Football America podcast. Again, we're bringing you another podcast with just some more great information about some great leagues around the country. Today we're in Georgia, and we're talking with, we'll find out specifically his title, but we're talking to a director and owner of a league in Georgia that not only does flag football, but does some other sports as well. Do we have Mark with us on the line? Hello, Mark. Are you with us? Hello, Mark. Are you with us? Hello, Mark, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay, great, great, great. Thanks for joining us.
You can hear me now.
On the show, on the show today. How are you doing?
Doing real well this morning. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you for taking time to talk to us. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast, and we are on with Mark Nations from Georgia Sports League. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Great. Can you tell my audience just a little bit about your title, what you do, and how did you get started in flag football?
Well, I'm president and owner of a company called Georgia Sports Leagues. I run adult youth recreation leagues, doing flag football, also doing basketball, softball, kickball, dodgeball, soccer, additional sports along those lines. I've been doing this roughly around 12 years now. Just started off with one flag football league about 12 years ago with about seven teams. I'd always had a passion for flag football growing up. Actually started in college playing when I went to college and started playing there and you know, grew the love for it then. After leaving college, I continued to play recreation sports and loved being a part of it and even had the opportunity to play on the U.S. national flag football team and travel around the country and play for about 4 years. So got to meet a lot of people, see a lot of places, really learn the game and learn a lot about it. And just, you know, with the passion for it and felt I had a good business mind, thought I could run a league. So, like I said, about 12 years ago, I started one league with about seven teams, and the next season I had eight. Next season I had 10, and decided to grow up from there and add some different sports. And like I said, here we are today. So I've been very blessed and very fortunate to now, you know, work in a field and industry that I love and have a passion for and enjoy doing each and every day.
No, that's great. So, So let me ask you, I guess, two questions. What was it like being on the Nationals team? And then two, do you still get a chance to play?
Being on the national team is incredible. I mean, it's, you know, probably the closest feeling that, you know, an amateur athlete can get to feeling like they're, you know, playing pro or something along those lines. I mean, being able to travel, you know, going to different countries and playing against international teams and the World Cup championships that we did. I mean, it just, you had a lot of great pride, especially, you know, playing and representing the U.S. When you're out there doing that. So it was just an unbelievable experience. One of those, you know, experiences I always look back and be, you know, proud of and, you know, very grateful that I got to be a part of, you know, throughout that time. And yes, I still get out there and play, even though I'm getting on the wrong age of dealing with some of these younger athletes. I still like to get out there and play because I enjoy it. And I'm still able to, you know, to a certain extent at my age, but I still enjoy it and love it and getting out there and hanging with the guys and playing and competing for sure.
Yeah, that's great. So you said you played in college. Where'd you go in college, and did you play like traditional, like high school football and then played in college? And how did you end up playing to get so good in college? How did you develop your skills in college?
Yeah. I mean, I did play high school. Of course, I went to a small school out in Georgia. Went to Georgia Southern University. I did try out. I was a small kid growing up. I was you know, small and fast. So I went to Georgia Southern, which is a smaller, at the time, 1AA school in South Georgia. You know, tried out for the team. Didn't make it the first year, kind of got redshirted to kind of grow into my body. And then from there, I kind of, you know, got in there. I started running, you know, cross country and track in college. And that's where I kind of blended, led me over to flag football, you know, because there's, you know, clubs out there, fraternities, and they had a large intramural flag football organization down there. And that was really what pushed me into flag football. It just, you know, it was a great transition for, you know, the skills that I had and what I was able to do. And, kind of took it from there.
That's great. Again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. We're on with Mark Nations. You described yourself, you said you're like the president and owner. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Okay, president and owner of Georgia Sports Leagues. Mark, can you just give – and so how long has the Georgia Sports Leagues been in existence? You say it was in existence for about, was it 12 years?
Yeah, I've been doing it 12 years now. Like I said, I started off with just one small flag football league. Just, you know, always felt I had a good business mind. And like I said, I had the passion, you know, to work and want to do something in sports and just gave it a shot. You know, just, you know, it was one, you know, I was very fortunate just to do it. I always thought I had a, you know, a good reputation around the community for being honest and putting out, you know, a good product and you know, giving the best, you know, for the people. And that's what I was able to do. And like I said, each season it built and with a few more people, and then, you know, added some sports and it continued to get a little bit bigger. And like I said, now I have a company where I deal with probably 450 to 500, you know, teams per year in all the different sports.
That's great. Great. Two questions. Can you let my audience just know like where they can find you online or how could they register for one of your leagues? Some of the contact information, and just tell us about some of the, like, the current league or activities that you have going on right now.
Sure, sure. I mean, the easiest way to find me, I'm, of course, on the World Wide Web, you know, www, it's Georgia, the state spelled out, sports, S-P-O-R-T-S, leagues, L-E-A-G-U-E-S, and it's .org. So it's www.georgiasportsleagues, or you can always Google it. Good, easy way to find it. Like I said, we run sports, you know, all year round down here. Good thing about Georgia is the weather never gets too extreme to where we have to, you know, shut down any of our outdoor sports. So our outdoor sports, you know, including flag football, you know, softball, soccer, and everything continue, you know, even throughout the winter. So right now we're just kicking off our fall seasons. Fall is usually our best season, especially with our flag football because it's football season. Everybody's just in that mindset of wanting to get out there and play. So our fall seasons are kicking off with our, you know, flag football, basketball, soccer, softball leagues and all down here in Georgia. So it's a great time down here, especially weather-wise. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's just the perfect weather. And just everybody seems to enjoy being outside, you know, playing sports and doing the activities that they love so much.
And so give me ideas. So what kind of styles does your league run? And I think the weather, yeah, that's actually a big part of it. So what kind of styles does your league run and, like, what nights of the week and things like that are you doing currently for the fall?
All right. The styles we run seven-man screen, which is more of the non-contact style where, you know, there's more screen blocking or, you know, where you kind of sit in, you know, what we call an example of like a basketball pick to kind of to do the blocking. It's more of a non-contact, but we all know football, there's going to be some contact, so that does happen. We do co-ed where we have, you know, five guys and three girls. You know, so it's eight versus eight flag co-ed style. So that way the ladies get involved and that's, you know, a fun sport and, you know, for everybody to get out there. And then we also do a five man, which is five on five, which is an abbreviated field, shorter field, starting to get very popular, especially down here in the South, really up in the North Carolinas and really working its way down just because I think people enjoy it because one, you don't have to get as many guys together. It's more of a fast paced, almost the arena comparison to the seven-man flag is on a shorter field, you know, quick, lots of scoring back and forth. So those are the particular styles that I work with. You know, we usually run a couple nights during the week. We do, you know, Mondays we do our five-man, you know, Wednesdays we have a seven-man, Thursdays we do co-ed, and then all day Sunday we have a seven-man league. So we have different options for, you know, whichever day during the week that works best for people. And so it's been a really good fall and, you know, very excited about the season.
That's great. And also, so you've been doing this for about 12 years. So what's changed the most with flag since you started doing it? And just give us kind of like a Sunday, like a typical Sunday for you. What do you have to do to get everything ready for game day?
As far as how things changed, I guess, you know, it's almost just, you know, the athletes. I mean, you know, 12 years ago, you kind of had more of the everyday average Joes, you know, that came out there, and looking back, you saw what the skill set is, and I guess there wasn't a huge knowledge of different styles of different offenses that you can run, you know, so it's just kind of a lot more basic back, you know, I guess 12 years ago. Now you've had people that, you know, between the internet and all the different leagues and teams and tournaments, you know, teams come out with, you know, a lot more elaborate offenses, different plays, you know, skill sets. The athletes are faster, bigger, you know, more impressive, you know, than they were 12 years ago. So that's probably the biggest difference, just, you know, just transition of time where people have learned more about the sport and learned more about the game and been able to transition it into a higher, faster, better game. As far as a typical Sunday for me, luckily after 12 years, it's usually pretty seamless. You know, you get up, get ready for your league games. It usually start about 9 a.m. It's just a matter of, you know, opening up the fields, putting the markers down. You know, usually I've already done my pre-work of lining the fields and having that all prepared. And then the refs there and teams are there, and then just kind of goes off. I mean, usually, you know, it's a no hitch, no issue, you know, Sunday, besides some, you know, typical issues of missed calls and, you know, just fun, you know, competition. And, you know, nowadays, this, you know, Sundays, it's sideline chatter is always filled with what's going on with their fantasy football teams and everybody checking the phone to see what the players are doing in the pros and how that's affecting their fantasy football teams. So that's, you know, added fun about fall is the sideline banter about everybody's fantasy football team.
Yeah, yeah. How do you handle your referees?
Luckily, like I said, being up 12 years, I've had guys I've been working with for years and years. A good thing is I have a good trust in them. You know, because I can't always be at the field every moment of the day or every day and every night. So, you know, they look after me. They have a good understanding of what my expectations are, my players. You know, they've grown to know a lot of these players. So they have a you know, good relationship with the guys. And, you know, so it makes it easy to keep the leagues under control and run smooth because, you know, kind of everybody knows each other. It's not just a, you know, a business, you know, so to speak. It's, you know, it's a good relationship of guys that, you know, come out there, they've been doing it for a while, doing it for years and enjoy it. And everybody has the same expectations of how it needs to be run and how it runs. And, you know, like I said, nine times out of 10, it runs pretty smoothly. You know, I think that can be said for, you know, pretty much almost anything, you know. So, you know, there's always going to be some hiccup that pops up, but, you know, you deal with that and move along. But like I said, most times, you know, there's no issues. It's smooth. Guys get to play, get to play flag and enjoy it and hang out and, you know, and just enjoy, you know, being around, you know, sport and the guys that, you know, have the same interests they do.
Right. Great. And so we got about 3 or 4 minutes left in the podcast. So again, let my audience know where they can find you online. And also I guess I have two questions. Do any of your teams travel to other tournaments? And then what's the goal, or how do you see Georgia Sports Leagues continuing to grow? What do you see the future for it, your organization?
Again, I can be found at on the website at www.georgiasportsleagues.org. That's sports with an S, leagues with an S, .org on the website. We do have several teams. I've actually had several teams in my league, you know, actually go down to the USFTL National Championship Tournament, which is MLK weekend every year down in Florida. I've had several teams in my league that have played in it. You know, Palmetto Bugs is one of the, you know, teams that have played that's won the national championship down there several years. My league's grown to where I've only used to have 1 to 2 teams travel down there. And now I have, you know, 7 to 8 teams out of my league that travel to that tournament or different tournaments around the area. I've been able to be the 7-man national director, you know, for the national championship tournament. So that's helped, you know, get the word out, get teams interested and excited towards that. Cause as they play throughout the year, you know, they get to build up and build their skills and hone their skills and get ranked and ready for that big national tournament. You know, I can only, you know, expect, you know, the league to continue to grow as, you know, the word spreads, as new people come into the league, you know, guys coming out of high school, guys coming out of college that want to continue to play. You know, the nice having a nice youth movement, you know, as we move forward. So that's the great thing about rec sports is, you know, it doesn't really ever die out. You just get a new breed, you know, to come in. You know, there are always new guys coming in, new friends and things like that. So I always look forward to each season seeing the new faces out there and, you know, doing that from season to season and year to year. And then, you know, also seeing the guys that have been there from day one with me. So it's that kind of even flow of, you know, the old school, new school, and seeing how they mesh and how things change and move forward.
That's great. And you being in Georgia, I mean, I'm sure you've seen leagues pop up here and there. Do you have any sort of local competitors, or do you feel like, are you in a good area where you're still able to grow and not have to worry about, like I know in the league that I've run, when I started it, there was really not that many leagues around, but now there's leagues kind of around. I mean, we still have a really good league and people are pretty loyal to ours, but do you feel that there's other leagues trying to pop up in your area, or do you feel pretty good that you've got like a really good niche?
There's always, like I said, when you first started, you didn't have much, except maybe your local county leagues or your city leagues and things like that, which weren't run too well. So it worked out real well. But like, I think as you see, you start to see more and more leagues pop up. But my philosophy has always been, if you offer a good product, you run it well, you price it reasonable, and you give the people what you want, you know, they'll stay or come back. You know, I never have gotten upset with a team going over to play in a different league for a season, because my philosophy is, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll come back, because I know how I run my leagues. I've run my leagues for the teams. I'm not here trying to get rich. I'm not, you know, overpricing. I'm not offering, you know, more than I can. I offer a good product at a good price, with good competition, and the teams come back. And I've been successful, you know, with the business being able to do that. You know, these leagues come in, these new leagues pop up, and they go away. Another one pops up, goes away. You know, luckily I've been fortunate to be able to be consistent and be here for the long term. And I think players and teams know that, and that's the reputation that I have around the area. So that always helps.
That's great. Yeah, you're right. That's excellent. Mark, thank you so much for your time. I know we have been trying to do this a couple times, but I really do appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. And, you know, you're really what you've talked about today is really why I do these podcasts. I feel like, you know, more people need to know about the great work that you're doing. And hopefully through outlets like this, really people get to see not only what you do for football, but just through the community. I mean, I'm sure there's so many other things that your leagues help people do, you know, even if it's just having a rough week at work, but they know they can look forward to some great recreation and a great organization. So I just want to say thank you to all that you do and all the, you know, I'm sure the countless hours of work that people don't see. So I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk with Flag Football America today.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Like I said, I really don't do this to get rich or you know, do anything more than that. I do it because I do have a true passion for it. I enjoy it. I have a love for it. And that makes it, you know, easier for me to deal with each day. And granted, you know, I have your ups and downs. You know, it's like anybody does at work. But, you know, I go out there each day because I love what I do. I love flag football. I love sports and recreation. And I love being able to offer that to the people in around me in the communities. And it's just it's a great joy for me to be able to do it, and hope to continue to do it for many years moving forward.
Well, again, this podcast will be available. We recorded on Blog Talk Radio, but it eventually will make its way to SoundCloud. So please, we encourage everyone to listen to this, and feel free, Mark, to share this with whomever you feel that you would like to know a little bit more, not only about Georgia Sports Leagues, but Flag Football America.
All right, excellent. I appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate what you're doing, too, to promote it and then get the word out and let everybody know about what's available for them.
Awesome. Okay, well, again, this is the Flag Football America podcast. We are on with Mark Nations. Mark, we have like 1 minute left in the podcast. We just want to give you sort of like 1 minute, sort of a closing thought or comment for our audience, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. Well, like I said, I mean, anybody's ever thought about it, heard about it, wanted to get out there and play, flag football is a great opportunity to get out there and enjoy football in a, you know, depending on the style, in a non-contact, non-threatening injury type of way. You know, I always encourage everybody to get out there and enjoy it, you know, as far as get out there and enjoy recreation, because, you know, exercise and everything is huge to get out there and not just sit on the couch watching it. You know, get out there and enjoy it. You know, that's what I encourage my guys to do. It's like I said, it's great camaraderie, and there's nothing better than getting around a bunch of people that you have to share the same interest with and that you can just talk and cut up and just enjoy life. I mean, so like I said, life's short. The older you get, the more you realize it. So be sure to get out there and do the things you enjoy and love, no matter what it is. So that's what I'd like to tell people. Just get out there and enjoy life and do what they love and enjoy to do around others.
Great. All right, Mark. Thank you for your time. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.